Bert, hold Breck.
Breck, with his stand, please raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Sit down, please.
Mr. Breck, will you please state your full name and present address for the record, please? Speak into the microphone.
My name is Petros Breck. I'm living at 34 West 73rd Street, New York. I'm born in Augsburg, Germany, February 10th, 1898.
Mr. Breck, the committee has a...
What was that date again?
Would you give the date again?
10th of February, 1898.
Mr. Chairman, the committee has here an interpreter, if you desire, the use of an interpreter.
Thank you. You desire an interpreter?
Yes.
When you could pay me when I need him.
Now, Mr. Breck, will you state to the committee whether or not you are a citizen of the United States?
I'm not a citizen of the United States. I have only my first papers.
Now, when did you acquire your first papers?
In 1941, when I came into the country.
When did you arrive in the United States?
May I... I arrived in July 21st at San Pedro.
July the 21st, 1941?
That's right.
At San Pedro, California?
Yeah.
You were born in Augsburg, Bavaria, Germany on February the 10th, 1888. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I'm reading from the immigration records.
Yeah.
19. I think the witness said it's right to say 19. Yes, I wondered if whether or not the immigration records were correct in that. Or is it 98? 98. Were you issued a quota immigration visa by the American Vice Consul on May 3rd, 1941 at Helsinki, Finland?
That's correct.
You entered this country on that visa?
Yeah.
Where had you resided prior to going to Helsinki, Finland?
May I read my statement? In that statement, I have...
First, Mr. Breck, we're trying to identify you. The identification won't be very long.
I had to leave Germany 33 in February when Hitler took power. Then I went to Denmark. But when war seemed imminent, then 39, I had to leave for Sweden, Stockholm. I remained there for 1 year. Then Hitler invaded Norway and Denmark, and I had to leave Sweden, and I went to Finland there to wait for my visa for the United States.
Now, Mr. Breck, what is your occupation?
I am a playwright and a poet.
Playwright and poet?
Yeah.
Where are you presently employed?
I'm not employed.
Were you ever employed in the motion picture industry?
Yeah. I sold a story to a Hollywood firm. Hangman also died, but I did not write the screenplay myself. I'm not a professional screenplay writer. I wrote another story for a Hollywood firm, but that story was not produced.
The hangman also died. Who did you sell that to? What studio?
That was to, I think, an independent firm, Pressburger, at the United Artists.
United Artists?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Hans Eisler or Johannes Eisler? How long have you known Johannes Eisler?
I think since the middle of the 20s. 20 years or so.
Have you collaborated with him on a number of works?
Yeah.
Mr. Breck, are you a member of the Communist Party, or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
May I read my statement?
Eine kurze Zusammenfassung.
Now, I'll repeat the original question. Are you now, have you ever been a member of the Communist Party of any country?
Mr. Chairman, I have heard my colleagues and they considered this question not as proper, but I am a guest in this country and do not want to enter in any legal argument, so I will answer your question fully as well I can. I was not a member, or am not a member of any Communist Party.
Your answer is that you have never been a member of the Communist Party.
That is correct.
You were not a member of the Communist Party for Germany?
No, I was not.
Mr. Breck, is it true that you have written a number of very revolutionary poems, plays, and other writings?
I have written a number of poems and songs and plays in the fight against Hitler, and of course they can be considered, therefore, as revolutionary, because I, of course, was for the overthrow of that government.
Any words that he might have written calling for the overthrow of Germany, or the government there?
From an examination of the works which Mr. Breck has written, particularly in collaboration with Mr. Hans Eisler, he seems to be a person of international importance to the communist revolutionary movement. Eisler, Gerhard Eisler, ever visit you? Not Hans, but Gerhard.
Yeah, I met Gerhard Eisler too. He's the brother of Hans, and he visited me with Hans, and then three or four times without Hans.
Could you tell us in what year he visited you? Wasn't it the same year that Mr. Kaifitz visited you?
I do not know, but there's no connection.
Do you recall him visiting you on January the 17th, 1944?
No, I do not recall his date. But he might have visited me in this state.
Why did he visit you?
Now, he used to ask for his brother, who, as I told you, is an old friend of mine, and we played some games of chess too, and we spoke about politics.
About politics?
Yeah.
What was that last answer? I didn't get the last.
And spoke about politics. In any of your conversations with Gerhard Eisler, did you discuss the German communist movement?
Yeah,
Germany?
We spoke about, of course, about German politics. He's a specialist in that. He's a politician.
He is a politician.
So he, yeah, he knew, he of course knew very much more than I knew about the situation in Germany.
I don't know.
Recognize the English title, maybe. Can I?
Will you translate it for him into German?
Oh, now I have. Yes, I know.
You wrote that. You're familiar with the words of that?
That is, yeah.
Would you like me to read that?
There's no objection to it.
Forward, we've not forgotten our strength in the fights we have won. No matter what may threaten, forward, not forgotten. How strong we are as one. Only these our hands now aching built the roads, the walls, the towers. All the world is of our making. What of it? What of it can we call ours? The refrain. Forward, march on to power. Through the city, the land, the world. Forward, advance the hour. Just whose city is the city? Just whose world is the world? Forward, we've not forgotten. Our union in hunger and pain, no matter what may threaten. Forward, not forgotten. We have a world to gain. We shall free the world of shadow. Every shop and every room, every road and every meadow, all the world will be our own. Did you write that, Mr. Breck?
No, I wrote a German poem, but that is very different from this thing.
That's all the questions I have, Mr. Chairman.
Auf der Völker dieser Erde einigt euch in diesem Sinn, dass sie jetzt die eure werde und die große Näherin. Weißer, brauner, gelber, endet ihre Schlechtereien. Reden erst die Völker selber, werden sie schnell einig sein. Wollen wir es schnell erreichen, brauchen wir noch dich und dich. Wer im Stich lässt seinesgleichen, lässt ja nur sich selbst im Stich. Unsere Herren, wer sie auch sei, Parteien sehen uns mit Zwietracht gern. Denn solange sie uns entzweien, bleiben sie doch unsere Herren.
Vorwärts, nicht vergessen, Vorsicht und zu Stärke stehen. Ein Hunger und Vergessen, Vorwärts, nicht vergessen, die Solidarität.
Proletarier aller Länder, einigt euch und ihr seid frei. Eure großen Regimente brechen jede Tyrannei.
Vorwärts, nicht vergessen.